Bolinda presents this unabridged recording of Willow Tree Bend, written by Kay Dobby and read by Kate Hoskin. The dedication reads, "To Sandy Curtis, friend and fellow author, many thanks for our conversation over dinner on a chilly Melbourne evening when the idea for Willow Tree Bend was born." Hope. Saturday, the 8th of January, 2000, New York. She'd fallen into bed after midnight. People were still caught up in the idea of the new millennium, still coming down from the high of Times Square at midnight and the fireworks displays shown in their televised glory from around the world. Once everyone realised their computers weren't about to go awry when the clock safely ticked over from 1999, they were more than happy to party. Last night, Hope had had dinner with some of her closer friends and colleagues, mainly those like herself, with families far away or non-existent. It was a bon voyage dinner because she was going home to Australia to work on a program there and she didn't know when she would be back. They'd drunk far too many glasses of red wine, bemoaning the state of a film industry that catered to young men rather than thinking adults, and she had soaked up their sympathy over her recent disastrous effort. It was late when she'd waved them goodbye and set out for her apartment on the Upper West Side. Even before she'd climbed into the cab, she'd had an uncomfortable sensation deep inside, but it had taken the entire ride home to understand what it was. A mixture of excitement and terror. She was going home. She was about to face her past in a way she hadn't done for years. Once inside her apartment, Hope had had the strong urge to ring her older sister, Faith. They were only separated in age by a year, and as children they had been very close. But as they grew older, they drifted apart. It was difficult not to when they lived on different continents. Hope reminded herself that she would be seeing Faith in a few days anyway. All of the arrangements had been made. Right now it would be afternoon in Australia, but Faith would probably be busy as usual. How strange that their lives had turned out like this, so far away from each other. Between thinking of the past and still deciding whether or not to make the international call, she'd fallen asleep. The sound of the ringing phone shocked her into wakefulness. At first, she didn't know whether it was real or just a dream, and she almost let it ring out. But then she reminded herself that it could be more than someone wanting her to read another dreadful script. It could be important. So she reached for the handset by the bed, at the same time slipping on her glasses. The illuminated clock told her it was almost 2 a.m. as she said, "Hello?" There was a sound like waves crashing on a beach. Just static, she told herself, and then she heard Faith's voice. "Hope?"